President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet continues to take shape. His nominee to serve as Secretary of Defense is retired Marine General James Mattis. Joining us now is retired Army General Tom Hill, who's currently a military fellow at the Harvard Institute of Politics. During his 36-year Army career, he participated in combat operations in Vietnam and in operations Desert Shield and Desert Storm. General Hill, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Well, let's start with Donald Trump's choice of retired Marine General James Mattis as his Secretary of Defense. Here he is testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee last year.
In the Middle East, where our influence is at its lowest point in four decades, we see a region erupting in crises. We need a new security architecture for the Mideast built on sound policy, one that permits us to take our own side in this fight.
General Hill, what do you think of this pick?
Well, I've met General Mattis, and I've got a lot of regard for General Mattis. I have a personal issue with anyone from the military being Secretary of Defense. We senior military people come at our roles in national security policy and formulation from a different perspective based upon our experience. So I have concerns about anyone taking that role from the military. Having said that, Jim Mattis is an excellent choice if you're going to do it that way.
Well, tell us more about your concerns about that. Why is it such a big problem to have somebody coming from a military background leading the Department of Defense?
Well, in my opinion, there's always been healthy friction between the senior military and our civilian bosses. A civilian boss comes from a different background. He sees security issues in a different way than a military guy does. And I think it's useful to have the civilian and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff as a military guy having different perspectives and different ways of looking at things. So in this case, Jim Mattis is a Marine and the chairman's a Marine, and they're going to come at national security issues based upon that experience.
Do you think that he's going to get held up in Congress because of this? We've already had at least one senator come out and say that she does not want to approve a waiver for this issue.
I don't think it'll be an issue at all. It would be an issue if it was a democratically held Congress or Senate, but it isn't.
What about retired Army Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who would be President-elect Trump's national security advisor? What's your thought on him?
A different issue in terms of being a national security advisor. He is doesn't have to get confirmed. There's been a number of national security advisors that came out of the military. Military guys have a way of coordinating and orchestrating staffs, and that's what the national security advisor has to do. One, run his own staff at the NSC, and then secondly, coordinate the views of SecDef, Secretary of State, and CIA and other interested parties in the National Security Council. We've had some really good people who have done that in the past, Colin Powell and several others who have done remarkable jobs as a national security advisor.
Based on the people that Trump is putting in place, how do you think that the U.S. foreign policy is going to change? Or what kinds of things are you looking at of how things may be different now?
I don't know the answer to that. We're going to have to wait and play out. And see how that goes. It'll be interesting to see who they put in as Secretary of State, because the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense, while they see eye to eye on lots of issues, there's always a give and take from those two different realms also. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out.
And how would you, as you look back on the Obama administration, how would you rate the way that he handled foreign policy and his team?
Well, I am a big proponent of President Obama, and was from the very beginning. I have, for the most part, liked his way of doing business, his measured tones, and so I'm okay with most of the stuff he did. He could have made a couple of quicker decisions in Syria, but at the time, knowing what we know now, I'm not sure it would have come out any different.
Do you think that it was a mistake for him to back away from the red line that he put out in Syria?
It was a mistake to draw the red line.
General Hill, you and I participated in an event recently, and one of the things that you said really stood out to me, which was that you thought that the phrase boots on the ground was not appropriate. Can you tell us more about why that is?
Yeah, I have a real issue with boots on the ground. If this country ever forgets that those boots have our sons and daughters' feet in them, we are pretty much lost as a nation. It's too easy to talk about boots on the ground when they're not attached to a human being, and human beings kill other human beings and die in the process.
And do you think that this country has gotten too disconnected from those people who are fighting in the field?
I do. I applaud the American people in their sense of saying thank you for your service, but at the same time they're saying thank you for your service, not their service. And that division will only get worse as time goes along.
Well, what can be done about that?
Well, I think we just have to continue to remind our fellow citizens that national security is played out in the lives of our people and in the lives of our enemies, and we need to always keep that in mind.
One more question, General Hill. Just since the election of Donald Trump, what's been going through your mind as you've sort of processed this, as everybody has?
Well, it's easier for a military guy to process a new president because the moment it happens, we switch allegiances because we've sworn our oath to the Constitution of the United States. So I've tried to remind everybody that he is, in fact, our president, and we need to support our president. That doesn't mean you have to buy into everything our president says, but you do need to support and work with him when you like what he's saying, and work at, you know, try to show a different path if you think there's another way of doing things.
That's retired Army General Tom Hill, a military fellow at Harvard's Institute of Politics. General Hill, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Hey, thank you, Jeremy, and it's been nice talking to you again.